Whatever connections he was making deep in his subconscious, they were for the moment eluding his conscious mind. As a distraction, he went online to check his email, and saw that there was one waiting for him. It was from someone called Gerard Cohen. He opened it up.
"Professor MacLeod, your email was forwarded to me by the Wiesenthal Center first thing this morning. Although retired now, I worked there as an investigator in the late 80s and most of the 90s. I can confirm that I did indeed have correspondence with a certain Adam Killian in the spring of 1990. I am very sorry to hear that he was murdered. This must have occurred not long after I met him in Paris in July of that year. I am intrigued to know more. Gerard Cohen."
Enzo felt his excitement mounting. He immediately composed his response.
"My dear Monsieur Cohen, thank you for your prompt response. I will, of course, be only too happy to share with you everything I know about Monsieur Killian's murder. However, I would be most grateful if first you could tell me what it was that you and Monsieur Killian were discussing. Thanking you in advance, Enzo MacLeod."
Within a matter of minutes, his laptop alerted him to Gerard Cohen's response. He must have been sitting at his computer waiting for a reply.
"Professor MacLeod, the subject of my correspondence with Monsieur Killian and our subsequent meeting is, as far as I am concerned, confidential. I do not feel at liberty to discuss the details by email with an unseen, unverified correspondent. If, however, you are prepared to come to Paris to meet me face to face, I will make a judgment then on the question of how much, if anything, to reveal. With best wishes, Gerard Cohen."
Enzo sat thoughtfully tapping his right index finger on the edge of the desk before reaching a decision. He hit the reply key again, suggesting a meeting the following afternoon. Cohen's response was, again, almost immediate. He would meet Enzo, he said, at the door of the Wiesenthal Center at 4. Enzo immediately pulled up the SNCF website to book a rail ticket from Lorient to Paris the following morning, then sat staring at the screen. Vague thoughts were beginning to take form and coagulate in his stream of consciousness. Any correspondence between Killian and Cohen would have been by conventional mail in 1990. So where was Killian's end of that correspondence? Jane had made no mention of any such letters being found among his belongings, and surely they would have been significant enough to mention. His thoughts were interrupted by the ringing of his cell phone. He fished in his pocket to find it.
"Hello?
Enzo, hi. It's Elizabeth Serva. How are you recovering from your ordeal the other night?"
In truth, Enzo had almost forgotten about it. He laughed.
"Fine, thanks to you and Alain."
"Good," she paused. "I got up this morning and saw the sun shining and thought this would be a good day to take Enzo to Portlay. You said you wanted to see it in the sunshine."
Enzo hesitated for only a moment.
"I would like that very much."
"Great. I've just packed the girls off to school, and Alain has a surgery this morning, so I am free any time you are. Shall I come and pick you up at Port Mélite?"
"Sure."
"And afterwards we can go into Port Tudy and hook up with Alain. We quite often meet for lunch at the Café de la Jetée when the girls are lunching at school. Would that be okay?"
"Sounds perfect, Elizabeth."
He could hear the pleasure in her voice.
"Genial. I'll see you in about half an hour, then."